Days before the referendum in Hungary, campaigning reached extremes. On Saturday, at a rock concert organised by Jobbik, Hungary's far-right party, outside of the parliament building, skinheads could be seen giving Nazi salutes. On Sunday morning, at a service at St. Stephen's Basilica, some followers offered prayers to refugees. The vast contrast in attitudes reflects the polarization in Hungarian society based on fears about immigration. Situated halfway between Turkey and Germany, last year more than 400,000 refugees travelled through Hungary, most of them from Syria, Iraq and Afghanistan. In response to the crisis, the government constructed barbed wire fences on its southern borders. The country's hardline Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, was quick to label refugees and migrants terrorists and poison. Ironic, given that economic hardship in Hungary has resulted in a net export of hundreds of thousands of their own migrants. Do you want the European Union to be entitled to prescribe the mandatory settlement of non-Hungarian citizens in Hungary without the consent of Parliament? That's the loaded question Hungarians faced at the polls Sunday, referring to a European Union policy asking member states to take in a specific number of refugees who are currently stranded in the frontline states of Italy and Greece. Some voters, like teacher Terry Feldmar, disagree with the government and the principle of the referendum so vehemently they decided to spoil their ballot.
I voted for yes and no at the same time, so invalid. I gave an invalid vote. Because the question itself doesn't make any sense. And on the other hand, I'm against the government, and if I vote yes, it means that I contribute to the chance of the whole referendum being valid, and I don't want it.
For liberal-minded Hungarians, the government's hostile stance toward refugees is unacceptable. Nevertheless, more than 3 million voters supported the government's position to reject mandatory quotas, though turnout was only 43%. Many political analysts in the country think that nearly 5%, like Terry, decided to actively spoil their ballots to make sure the 50% threshold required by law for the referendum to be valid was not met. Though many mainstream political parties boycotted the plebiscite, one particular group was highly effective in mobilizing dissent. The Two-Tailed Dog Party, a liberal activist group, decided to satirize the state-sponsored propaganda campaign by distributing their own posters. While the government billboards linked refugees to terrorism and claimed the EU wanted to settle a city's worth of migrants in Hungary, their billboards warned about the possibility of a tree falling on your head and how Hungarians were more likely to see a UFO than a refugee. The party attracted the support of 2,000 volunteers and raised more than $145,000. Party President Gergi Kovac told FSRN he does not consider his fellow citizens as racist, but rather manipulated by government spin.
We think that this is the biggest mistake of our government, that they could bring the evil out of millions of people, and now there are millions in Hungary who are spending their days hating the non-existing refugees. Most of the people vote against something. That's why our government is always trying to find new enemies who the people can hate, and then they won't hate the government. They began with the opposition, later came the homeless, the drug users, the gay, foreigner companies, the banks, the EU. It's a very long list.
At a rally of the Green Liberal Party, Dialogue for Hungary, Speaker Reverend Balázs Zsuzs feared the referendum risks opening up painful episodes of Hungary's World War II past.
I think the Hungarian society is hurted a lot and wounded a lot by this campaign, because we have this historical memories when the hate and fear killed hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Hungarian people, and this is a problem. And this is what we have to say. No, refugees are not our problems. The immigration is a big problem, and our education system is a big problem, and the health system is a big problem, and the fear is a big problem between us.
A peaceful demonstration brutally repressed by an authoritarian regime using tanks and bullets, causing thousands of civilian deaths and prompting hundreds of thousands of refugees to flee across Europe. Such a description fits Syria today, but it was also Hungary 60 years ago during the uprising against Soviet Union-imposed policies. Surely now, it's a double standard that the government agitates so vociferously against refugees. At a so-called victory party Sunday evening, FSRN asked the Prime Minister's chief spokesman, Zoltán Kovács.
In 1956, the Hungarian Revolution produced 200,000 Hungarian refugees and prompted a big global program to resettle them around 37 different countries. I was wondering if you find any irony now in holding a referendum against the refugee resettlement program.
Well, in comparison with the 56 revolution is a lack of knowledge in history, I believe, an ignorance of history, rather. This is a completely different story. At that time, Europe was divided within.
Europe's divided now.
Right, but this is not a division line. What we are doing now, we would like to divide Europe. We would like to unite Europe and defend Europe, actually, in the face of a challenge.
Critics argue that without meeting the 50% voter turnout threshold, the referendum is invalid. But the government says the overwhelming support for more than 3 million Hungarian citizens who did vote hands lawmakers a political mandate. In many ways, the government has already won, as the extremist narrative against refugees grows louder every day, with no resolution to the humanitarian crisis in sight. Andrew Connolly, FSRN, Budapest.